Well, I think you should have been there first, shouldn't you?
I'll tell you now, 21 years ago, if you said to me I'd be on a jingle going with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock, I would have said, what's in your tinker's knob of a drink there?
Welcome along, everybody. We're here for the next couple of hours. Ms. Evan, Mario, we've got the Gift Grub countdown. For the next 2 hours, we're going to bring you your choices of the very best Gift Grub sketches from 20 to number one. We're about to be handed
The list.
The list, okay. Yeah. So we kind of know generally what the votes were like during the week and all that, but where everything is.
But we don't know the final.
Which character got to number one, okay. Now, if you want to contact us at any stage over the next couple of hours, you can do that, of course, at 087-4100-102. That's text or WhatsApp voice notes or whatever. Also, we're on email live at todayfm.com. And I'm on Twitter at Ian Dempsey. And Mario, you're on Twitter at
GiftGrubMario. And I think Alison was talking about hashtag GiftGrub20, isn't that right?
She's obsessed with bloody
hashtag. Let's get it. Trending.
Hashtag GiftGrub20. Come on, everybody.
Funnily, I've got a lot of those, though, so I maybe started doing it myself.
So just to explain to anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about here, we're doing the top 20 of the Gift Grub sketches. Gift Grub was created, imagined, produced, written, and put out on Today FM since 1999, since this week, 1999, right? So 20 years. Amazing.
Do you want to tell people how it started?
Sketches? Yeah, yeah, but how many sketches do you think?
I think there's about 5,500 sketches.
5,500. Yeah. I was putting it at 6,000 plus, you know, just...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's about 5,500.
Yeah, okay, 5,500.
It's been 47 weeks a year of new sketches. Yeah. It's on 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
But it's 47 weeks a year of new sketches for 20 years.
Yeah, and it's been whittled down now to 20, the top 20.
So we put 30 on the website and we narrowed it down to 20.
So it started, I came from a place over in Donnybrook, right? Yeah. And I came and I joined here in 1998.
Well, we can mention them because they sent us a nice tweet. So it's 2FM. Yes,
and they sent a very nice tweet, and so thank you, 2FM. Because everybody's, it's one of these things, it's a universal love they have for yourself and the Gift Grub business. Yeah, right. So I came from 2FM and then I came over here, and in 1998 we didn't have any comedy slot, but you were hanging around the building in Abbey Street.
That's right.
And you were doing things. I used to hear you doing your Daniel O'Donnell. I used to do a little bit of Flatley, I think, even at the time.
And Gerry Adams. Martin and McGuinness.
And we decided that it would be good to get a kind of a regular thing so that people could have a tune-in
factor.
First of
all, we had a meeting, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
How do you remember those meetings?
Well, I remember...
I'm always asked about it, but I've never heard you talk about it.
Okay, well, I remember meeting you for the first time, and I didn't... Is that yours or mine?
Mine.
I said, okay, yeah. I remember meeting you for the first time in the company of Paul McClune, who had just taken over the production of the show.
Yeah.
We had a different production team, and we decided, okay, let's move to another production team. for various reasons, right? Let's not go into those right now. And anyway, Paul McClune came along, and Paul then is a funny guy in himself. He does quite a lot of mimicry and impersonations too.
He's brilliant.
And then we met up with you, and we decided that we wanted to try and get something on the air and get it on regularly. And we
Do we meet? Do we meet in the office?
I can't really remember. Yeah. Do you remember?
I think it was probably in the old office in Abbey Street.
Yeah, or one of the pubs.
Oh, I remember you were coming in and out of the building all along, because my only image of you is drinking champagne. Because you used to come before you went on air, you used to come in every so often, everybody go, Ian Dempsey's coming, get out the champagne and the balloons, make it look like we're a success. And then there'd be a picture of you in the paper next day. Yeah. You were like a sitting duck, as if you're going, I'm going over here, this is going to be great.
This is great,
and everybody's like, our figures are going through the floor, if we can just hang on till Dempsey arrives. It was like the Titanic waiting for the Carpathia to come and collect the victims.
But we turned it around, didn't we?
We did, with you at the morning and Eamon in the evenings.
Yeah.
It became amazing. And then Ray joined us and that filled in the middle.
Exactly. And all the people behind the scenes.
But then
we started doing
Gift Grub.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Grub didn't start as a cookery item.
It didn't.
No, but as in when we trialed it.
Yeah.
We did some pilots, didn't we?
Mm.
And we tried to trial it as a hotel.
That's right. It was going to be a hotel, and the hotel was a symbol of Ireland. So a bit like Fawlty Towers. And Bertie, I think at the time, would have been the Basil Fawlty.
The manager,
and
then
the people that come to visit him and
Stephen
stay in the
Roach
hotel.
Or Flatley would come in, And then we sort of said that it was a bit too complicated.
That's going to run out of steam. Let's go for a cookery show instead.
Which was totally loose.
Which ran out of steam after
about... No, but the point about a cookery show was anything could happen, in the sense that you just go, there's no rules.
Mm.
So anybody could come into that room or out.
That's
and
true,
cookery is vague at the best of times.
Anyway, will we get on to the first one? We can talk as we go along.
Okay, fair enough.
And remember, you can get in touch if you
you're good at this old presenting thing.
104102. Right, so number 20 is The Seagulls.
All right, so this comes from, this is number 20, and it was voted on the list as number 20. And this is, this feels like yesterday, Ian, but would you believe it's 5 years old already?
5 years.
So this is ages ago.
So and Seagulls, the scourge of major cities.
People basically complain about the seagulls all the time. Yeah. Are the seagulls getting more hardy? Are the seagulls getting more daring? Yeah. You're you always do, you actually do an impression of the seagull. You pull up your pants and you go, have you got a problem with that? You do an impression of the seagull going off to your sandwich and going, have you got a problem with that? Yeah.
So stitched arm from the north side, you know that?
Yeah, so we imagined that these seagulls actually were represented, that they had real voices, and we imagined them as a community which were, you know, up in arms about their treatment as a marginalised community, and that they would appear on primetime with Miriam McCallan and even complain about
so
their side of things.
They're honest guests and they're going to talk.
And ironically, they end up talking to Joan Burton. Now, if the, anybody can't see the irony in Joan Burton giving out to seagulls, you shouldn't be listening.
Okay, so it's, what is it, Alison? Hashtag gift grub 20. Okay, number 20.
Thanks, David. Well, we're joined now in studio by two representatives from the seagull community, Brendan Seagull and Shay Seagull. Hi, guys. Sorry, are you guys related?
No, seagulls all go by the same surname, Miriam.
Okay, we're also joined by the Thonishta, Joan Burton.
Hi, Miriam.
Brendan Seagull, if I can start with you. Pilfering, intimidation, harassment, headbutting. I mean, this looks bad for seagulls.
Miriam, it's very important not to tar all seagulls with the same brush.
Now, can I just say, Brendan,
let the seagulls speak, Thonishta.
Okay, go on.
I didn't interrupt you, Thonishta. Now, there's always one or two bad eggs, Miriam, and seagulls are no exception.
Okay, well, if I can just stop you there, Brendan, because earlier we conducted an interview with a third member of the seagull community, Trevor, not his real name, obviously, and his face has been pixelated out to protect his identity.
It was an O'Brien sandwich, Baggot Street Bridge, one of those Rachel Allen jobbies, onion, gherkins, the works. I just saw the opportunity and I says, yeah, I'm having that. In, out, jobs, Oxo.
I mean, that's genuinely quite shocking stuff to hear from a seagull, Brendan Seagull.
Seagulls are being treated at the moment very similar to the way bankers were treated, Miriam.
No, the two aren't the same, Brendan, and you know it.
Okay, Joan Burton.
There is no similarity to bankers and seagulls, Miriam. Okay. I have the Wikipedia definition of seagull here, and they are, quote, an opportunistic scavenger, Miriam, whereas bankers are... bankers.
Okay.
Leave it there.
Very good. Number 20, that is Primetime Seagulls on Gift Grubs 20. Number 19 then is when we started talking about, Shocton the Gaeilge. And we had to every now and again try and do a bit of Irish.
Around 2007, we became aware of Shocton the Gaeilge, thanks to the people in Shocton the Gaeilge on Today FM. And we said, why don't we start doing Gift Grubs off Gaeilge? Yeah. And it started with Nob Bocklesh na Buzzcocks, which was Michael D. Higgins being Simon Amstel. And presenting a pop quiz, Oscailge. And then we decided, well, will we do Not Box Less Than Bushkoss this year, or will we do something else in Irish? Yeah. We decided to translate and do a version, an Irish language version of 50 Shades of Grey.
So it was 40 Shades of
Green. Amalat gaffer tape.
Smallum gaffer tape came for.
Grand. Tordum the cable ties there, Anastasia.
God cable ties.
August no ropa.
Ropa? Fun nomad stole the ball. The Gansey. Came for tooth taken off the Gansey.
Toshete.
Oh. Ta absagot.
Ta ucht pack a gum.
Cut the wall at Mr. Leah.
Shreve the animon shaw.
Cut a shin.
Shin a non-disclosure agreement.
Cut the wall at Mr. Leah.
Bawalum.
Cod.
Bawalum.
Cod.
Bawalum. Bawalum kind. Oscailga.
Riglat.
Couple.
Oh, sha.
Utroja.
Sha, Kionella.
Scrudu Bonya.
Timpishta.
Timpishta Moor. Ta brat bon schnakta. Eran Tolov.
Oh, Fukalella.
Fehe blinadish. Gudion Moontor.
Fukalella.
Ta madra eran Fwinog. Ivarakuig.
Go for it.
Dilly no dosa. Agus in nish an I'm sure.
Sha!
Fiacla.
Sha!
Am wissen spare.
Dane Deffer.
Skamalach.
Oh, sha!
Puntus kainta. I love it.
My favourite line from that is go for it.
Go for it.
But it just
I like ropa. Beautiful. And Shauna O'Reilly there playing it. She's a great
Shauna
actress.
Shauna toured on the cable ties. But Shauna O'Reilly, who is of course a magnificent presence on our team.
She is.
And she is great at jumping in and playing those roles.
Yeah, she goes for it. She gives her heart and soul.
She does, yeah. And a word about the Irish language there. People respond extremely positively and in their droves to these sketches we put out in Irish, because as Dáithí O'Shea said to me on the roast actually last week, it gives people confidence in their own language that they come out of those sketches and they go, I understood every single word of that.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing. Number 18 in your, now this is your choice, everybody out there, Gift Group Countdown. Thank you very much to everybody who voted, and we are so proud of this. From 1999 up until the present day, and it's still got legs, because you know the way sometimes people do these charts and they say, well, there you go,
that's the end of that.
It'll be back on Monday morning, of course, as well. So number 18 is
Every Breath You Take, and this was about the Gartha scandal a couple of years ago, and it was about them collecting the registrations and collecting and doing the convictions
and some of the things getting lost
and misnumbering of the commissions. Now I do have a little anecdote about this.
Do you want to wait until afterwards, or do you now?
What do you want? It's an anecdote.
It's
about
up
this.
To you.
I think this one.
This is your show.
Well, I think the anecdote would be good here, because this went out a couple of years ago. But my wife told me, my wife Blanet, she had to become a witness in a court. She had to go and be a witness in the court, and she got a lift with the guards.
Yeah.
And the guards had her in the back of the car, and there was silence. And they said, here, lads, will I stick it on? And they actually stuck this on.
Really?
Off his phone. And they're listening to this in the front of the squad car as they're whooring through traffic with the siren on.
Excellent.
Sorry, is there a problem, officers?
Where are you after?
Afternoon.
I'm just going back to work. Why?
Will you blow into that, please?
Why?
Just blow into that.
What exactly is going on here, officer?
All units. Yeah, we're on the scene now.
Sorry, is this amount of Gardaí really necessary?
Ready, lads?
Yeah. All units.
Yeah. It's kind of tough, it's kind of hard, collecting breath tests, being a guard. Our boss is always looking down at us, so please blow into the apparatus. We'll take the tests, we want no trouble. We'll count them up and that number will double, because numbers, we like to inflate. We're the guards, we exaggerate. 1 million, 2 million, whatever. I can see there's a bit of discrepancy, yeah. Here's to me homies, big shout out. 1 million tests never carried out. This situation, I know it's tragic, but hey, these mathematics, man, they're magic. Never seen this stuff before. Didn't learn this in temper.
Every breath we take, will probably be fake.
Come on.
When we breathalyze, why do we tell lies when we're testing you?
All units, suspect apprehended.
It isn't cool, it's not really ethical. Offer the days a step out of the vehicle. Center every morning, get a breakfast roll. Head home in the evening, watch Garda Patrol. Now we're living in a different nation. Not just looking for license registration. Even if you do behave, tests you gave, it's a gas, we'll convict your ass. I know it's crazy and it ain't clean. I suggest you talk to our boss Noreen. Cause nobody they could have predicted 15,000 homies convicted. Whatever Garda added that up, you're the man. Better at maths than Carol Vorderman. Might not have been a Bucal Donna. Don't mean shit to the sheer corner.
Every breath we take will probably be fake. When we breathalyze, why do we tell lies when we're testing you?
All units, suspect apprehended.
All credit to
Gift Grub 20. Counting down to the best gift grub of all time with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock. Only on Today FM.
Yes, indeed.
I received the ball from 20.
Oh, yeah.
Sneak preview.
Where do you think you are? Okay, hang on. I'll have to stop that now. Stop that.
We're at number 16 or number 17 now.
Yes, we are indeed. So number 17 and a little bit of rugby. We'll talk about them in a second. I just want to say hi to Annie, Sean, Usheen and Emily. The Mulroys are laughing all the way to Mayo at the moment, having a great time. Brilliant. And they're going to see our friends Dermot and Dave in Castlebar. So hello
great
to them
stuff.
and to Pat Jennings.
I hope it went well for Dermot and Dave last night as well.
Yeah. So hoping Bosco and Bertie is number one. Love listening in every morning. Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Can I say Bertie and Bosco is in the chart?
Is it?
It is in the chart.
How do you know that?
I've seen a quick peek. Having a quick peek.
Okay, so the rugby today, it's a big game for the lads, Leinster versus Saracens.
It is a massive day today for Leinster and Saracens, and this is a sketch which concerns the greatest Leinster legend of all time. Maybe Johnny Sexton notwithstanding, Brian O'Driscoll. And this is the the idea that we had, which was Brian O'Driscoll was writing his autobiography, and we imagine if there was an audio version of that book, and that everybody that was involved in the book came down to read their parts right. in the book to a studio in Dublin.
So they went into one of those advertising studios, and they like people like Paul O'Connell and
George Hook George and Ronan Hook. O'Gara and Bod had to read a thing. Probably the favourite bit of this is when Ronan O'Gara has to read the book in Brian O'Driscoll's words about his love for Leinster.
I received the ball from 25 yards out. I eviscerate the English defence single-handedly to score this crucial try.
Sorry, can I get in there?
Yes, Paul, is there a problem?
Is that not a bit of an exaggeration, Brian? I remember distinctly you were only 1 yard out when you got that ball.
Sorry, Paulie.
Yes, Rog.
In fairness to Brian, you can avail of a far bigger tax break if the book is fiction as opposed to fact.
Are you serious, Rog?
Absolutely, Brian. I got a huge break on mine.
Okay, Brian. Go from I receive again.
Okay. I received the ball on my own goal line and sprint 100 yards like a tormented gazelle all the way to glory underneath the posts.
Jesus.
That's cash in the bank right there now.
Okay, going well, lads. Chapter 9, Leinster Lion. Rog.
People sometimes look at me and say, there he is. Brian O'Driscoll, Irish captain. But for me, it is just as great an honour to play for my beloved Leinster.
Keep going, Ronan.
For me, Leinster represents the true beating heart of Irish rugby. The life and soul. I loved Leinster. And when Leinster won the Heineken Cup, it was truly the grey.
Stay strong, Rog. Go on.
It was truly the greatest day of my life. Oh, Leinster. Sorry, I can't go on.
This is inhumane.
Okay, take a break, Rog.
Ah, brilliant. Bond's autobiography number 17 in the Gift Grub Top 20, as voted by you, and thanks for all your votes. It's myself and Mario Rosenstock, and we are with you until 4 o'clock, celebrating 20 years since 1999 of the fabulous Gift Grub. And a recent one actually comes in at number 16. This is about our beloved Taoiseach.
Yeah, this is 2019.
Yeah.
And this is Leo writing a letter to Kylie.
Ah, and it's great getting in there, you know, number 16 already.
So yeah, fresh, and somebody pointed out, Mick Lynch wrote me an email yesterday, you know, the bald Mick Lynch, and he said one of his favourite sketches was called Gift Stam. Right. That's when Yap Stam did a version of Eminem Stan. Yeah. And this was a rewrite of that with Leo taking the role.
Dear Mrs., I can't get you out of my head. Sup, you laid up, sick, tired, in bed? What about my mail, my street cred? You know what, Kylie? I think I'm gonna DM Beyonce instead. At least when she sings, she has her mic on. You call yourself a gay icon? She rocks. You know, I have a picture of you on one of my socks. Yeah, me, OMG. I show them to Justin. He's great, he's my mate. Unlike you, he's not disgusting. I'm sorry, Kylie. You're still my fave. I love all that stuff you did with Nick Cave. You know everything I do, I just drop. Just to hear one word from the mouth of the queen of electric pop. I'm sorry, my adrenaline is bubbling. I just wanna go clubbing in a club with you in Dublin. Hit me back. I'm just hanging in my government car. We call it the Barat car. Mwah.
Dear Leo, this is Kylie. I got your letters, emails, emojis, they were smiley. But Leo, why so many? The stamps alone must have put you back a pretty penny. Left me dizzy. I've got to ask the question. Leo, are you not busy? Because it came as a shock. I mean, I looked it up on Wikipedia. You're the Taoiseach. Look, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be working, not dancing around in my hot pants twerking. Yeah, sure, it was sweet. But where does the Prime Minister get all this time to tweet and retweet? And making vids? Leo, are you just trying to get down with the kids? Sure, if you're regular giggers, you can come to my show. I'm not saying you're liggers, but Leo, should you not be concentrating on Brexit and the homeless figures? Anyway, I don't mean to be rude. It could be worse. You could be that dude. He does triathlons and wears odd socks too. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
There you go. That's Leo and Kylie and a version of Eminem's Stan on that one. And so actually, and just from... And the people I think are fascinated as to how you actually go about making the gift grubs and that. And you either you can't do a voice, which is rare, but sometimes it's better when you have somebody else. And like, for example, that was Pamela Joyce, who's on Early Breakfast doing it. But you've had other people down through the years.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, so...
I mean, the first one was Paul McLoone.
Paul McLoone, of course,
Who is a multi-impressionist. And has superb impressions, particularly of musicians.
Because
he's such an amazing musician himself.
He is rock and roll.
He is rock and roll, and he's got a taste, a feeling for that end of things. But he's also a brilliant vocalist and
a
great ear.
We might give a few name checks a bit later on for some of the other people who were involved in it as well.
Absolutely.
Number 15 is coming up. And this one, as I say, is 19 years ago. So the year 2000.
Yeah.
And this is unbelievable. And this, I think this... was almost a turning point in a way of Gift Grub, where we kind of said we can be a bit more experimental with it, because we kind of went with a song and I think you had to actually take the vocal out of the song.
That's right.
And you were at this stage in Abbey Street making all this stuff yourself.
That's right.
There's no Pro Tools, there's no Kaz and Emily upstairs.
For the first 8 years, I made them myself. And believe me, I know very little about computers.
Yeah.
So I was working off Cool Edit, and I remember Bridget helped me to understand Cool Edit, Tom Hardy's wife.
Yes.
Bridget taught me Cool Edit.
Wow. Wow.
Just leaning over me and teaching me Cool Edit. And I just remember her purple jumper. That's all I remember. she was leaning over me, just going, just stay there and I'll teach you. And I remember just learning Cool Edit.
And the thing about Cool Edit, which is the kind of software that people use still, it's quite an old-fashioned but robust sort of software for audio, is that you can sometimes lose everything if you press the wrong button.
And once I stayed there till 12:30 in the evening, and I lost everything, and I rang Pat Balfe, and he went, it's gone. And I think I just came in crying in the morning and went, I'm sorry, Ian, it's just all gone.
We do a live one.
But anyway, this sketch comes from the year 2000. Yeah. And this involves the first character that became big on Gift Grub, Bertie Ahern.
Yeah.
And we were the only ones doing Bertie Ahern on the radio. And we turned him into a completely different thing, I suppose. We gave him a life of his own.
Became a little bit cuddly now.
He did become cuddly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, my answer to that question is we were just reflecting how people saw him. People loved Bertie.
I know. Yeah.
And they were aware of all the issues around him. They were aware of the Mahan Tribunal. Yeah. They were aware of the money. But they still went, he's young, he's separated, he's dynamic.
He's a great negotiator.
And aren't the figures great?
Yeah.
And so we had fun with Bertie.
Yeah.
But I remember at the time as well, Today FM was a different place. We were in Abbey Street.
Yeah.
We were smoking cigarettes in the studio. I remember little plastic cups filled with water and cigarette butts. I remember you eating Burger King upstairs in the thing.
Quarter past seven in the morning.
Not quarter past seven. It would be 2:00 and we'd be talking about Trevor McDonald's Bell or something.
Good God.
And you'd be there like we'd be smoking and eating burgers. Do you know those bad cop shows from the 70s in America? We were like those guys. And then Eamon Dunphy would walk past you and just put a cigarette out on your desk. Forget about the ashtray. No ashtray. Just put a cigarette on your desk. I think we got Martin McGuinness on line two, baby.
Okay,
this was about the truckers.
Right.
The truckers came to Dublin and they were going to invade Dublin with their trucks and they wanted to reduce excise duty.
Yeah.
And Bertie, who we had understood was an arch brilliant negotiator, decided, I'm not going to take on the truckers and fight them. I'm going to go up and I'm going to make friends with them.
Yeah.
And there was only one way to make friends with them, and it was this.
Okay.
Breaker 1-9, this year's drummer boy. You got a copy on me, come on.
10-4 boy, this year's Mighty Massey, drummer boy. Where'd you get that from, boy, eh?
Infacta, drum Condra. Come here, you lads coming into town tonight?
10-4 drummer boy.
Jesus, looks like we've got ourselves a convoy.
Well, I'll always remember that night in September when me and the truckers locked heads. There were breakers from Moat and breakers from Hoth, from Mizzen to Malinhead. We were heading for the Dáil, see I was going to play ball with these truckers in Dublin town. I said, okay lads, this here's drummer boy, and we're about to put the hammer down 10-4.
Breaker 1-9, This here's Drummer Boy. I can't talk to you all at once, come on.
Step forward, Drummer Boy. I'll do the talking, boy, okay?
But by the time we got into Stephen's Green, there were 85 trucks all in all. Now the traffic at best is a bit of a mess, but by now it was down to a crawl. Yeah, those truckers were tight as bugs to a bumper. They were backed up to Merrion Square. If you don't make way, we'll have nothing to say. I said, come on, lads, fair is fair, Jesus.
We are a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy, ain't she beautiful fight. Come on, join our convoy, nothing can get in our way.
Still a great bang off it there, I'll tell you. That's Bertie and Convoy and the sound quality and all from 19 years ago.
One thing I remember for that song was we crashed the gate. I didn't have we went through the toll bridge, but I didn't have 80p.
80p is what it used to cost going
pence.
Through the M50.
It was no euros.
Yeah.
This is before
that's right,
euros.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. So that was Convoy, and that was an old song from the 70s, and it was restructured, so to speak, but sounded absolutely great. And that is at number 15 in our chart, Bertie Convoy. Hope you're enjoying it out there, by the way, and do get in touch. Feel free. We are here for you, and we are on 0874 100 102. Also, email live at todayfm.com. Now, this is great. Number 14, and this is Michael D., Uachtaráin na hÉireann, and this was before he was the president.
6 months.
Yeah, and we were doing an outside broadcast. This is one of the live ones, an outside broadcast in Galway, in the Galway Bay Hotel. I remember it well. And so hi to Dan.
Dan is this over Dan? I was going to get the name Dan.
And we had a great time down there. And Michael D. Higgins arrived, and he did a poem. It's a
We had a full house of people, and we knew that we asked Michael D to come, and we knew that he was coming.
Yeah.
We got word that Michael D was outside.
Yeah.
I said, listen, Ian, I'll go out and I'll have a word with him. I'd only met him once before. Yeah. I said, I've met him once, I'll go out and have a word with him.
Yeah.
So we met him outside, and I said, Michael D, how are you? And he went, I'm fine, how are you? And then I said, we'll be on in a second. And I went away from him, and he called me, grabbed me by the arms, and he called me back, and he went, in classic entertainer, vaudeville entertainer mode, he went, how are they in there? And I went, they are dribbling for you.
Yeah.
And he went, great.
Excellent.
And he knew once that room was warm, he was happy to come in. And so the deal was, I wrote a poem about Michael D's love of Galway United. He would read half the poem, I would read half the poem.
Yeah.
So in a sense, two Michael D's are reading the poem.
Are you ready, Michael D?
Sure I am.
Have a name.
Untitled.
Untitled.
That was the real Michael D.
Its meaning will emerge.
Oh, excellent.
Shut up, Mario.
There you are.
Late at night, I have oft bestrode cross a patch of mown grass on the dyke road. The wind, it cuts through me, so cold in the dark, as I lay flat on my back in Terryland Park.
Naked.
Repeat that.
We'll have to begin again.
Late at night I've oft bestrode cross a patch of mown grass on the dyke road. The wind had cut through me so cold in the dark as I lay flat on my back in Terryland Park.
Naked.
I forget Kofi Annan, George Bush and Angela Merkel. I'm in ecstasy here, lying in the centre circle. I pull out a box and a match, I do light it.
Just a poet keeping a vigil at Galway United.
When I first became prez, they thought it a laugh. Sure, what would he know about buying a centre half? Or preparation for matches or tactical formations?
He'll probably have the team protesting outside the United Nations.
Twas the same with the boy Nick Leeson. They said, what would he know?
He couldn't tell Ronald McDonald from Ronaldinho.
But then they saw it was not a fad or a fashion, but that Michael D had invested a sack full of passion. It did surprise them during matches when I suddenly would howl,
you bollocks, referee, that was definitely not a foul.
And if even my teams were indeed taking a beating, I would sing, same old Sligo, always cheating. For I am not Robbie Williams, moronically grinning. I believe you should sing even when your team is not winning.
That's why this year the fans will come in their legions past the black box on the Dyke Road to fill the place with Galwegians. And there alone at night I'll return alone uninvited.
And light a match to my lover that is Galway United.
Magic.
Oh, dearie me. What a sport he is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
He's something else. He's a jewel, he is.
Yeah. Hopefully they had that turned up full volume in Arison Uachtaráin just down the road from us.
Welcome back to the box!
Gift Club 20, celebrating 20 years of gift only on Today FM.
Sorry, I didn't remember that
Welcome back to the box.
That's a hint.
That's
a hint.
Another little hint. Okay.
Hint.
Right, now, okay, so where are we going next?
Number 13.
And this got a huge reaction at the time, I remember. So it was Alex Ferguson going into the dressing room, doing the, you know, the little button on the side of the phone where you can do that. Alex Ferguson, and he was doing an interview with ITV outside, and it was all, oh, the lads are great, whatever. Then he went in and he started throwing things at them.
But he threw the boot at Beckham,
and
it hit him in the eye.
Yeah.
And we imagined what happened that day in that room with Beckham.
Yeah.
This is Paul McLoone playing Alex Ferguson.
Brilliantly.
And it took me 10 hours to put the sound effects together.
Useless. Totally f***ing useless. I mean, I can't believe what I've just been watching out there. I mean, am I in the right changing room here? I could have sworn I was managing a world-class football team, not a bunch of f***ing girl guides. Scorsi!
What?
What the f*** are you doing?
Having a cup of gaffer.
Oh, you're having a cuppa?
Aye.
You're having a nice wee half-time cuppa. That's lovely. Would anybody else like a nice wee half-time cuppa?
Yeah, that's a chamomile.
There you go, Scorsi! Would you like a wee drop of milk with that, Scorsi? What about a wee... biscuit!
No, not the biscuit then, gaffer. Please.
Go on! Have a wee Vicky, Scorsi!
No.
Take a few, why don't you? Oh, look! No. You missed one!
No.
Just like the five you missed in the first half, you wee ginger bastard! Leo!
What, Gaff?
What's that in your shirt?
You what?
Wake up, you daft bugger!
Gaffer, come on!
Shut your beak, Gary! You call yourself a defender?
Phil!
You call yourself a defender?
No, honest, Gaffer, really.
We was just... Well, let's just see you defend this!
Bugger!
Hey, you bunch of f***ing Nazi boys! Hey, come on! You're a f***ing disgrace!
What is it?
ITV Sports, Sir Alex.
Wait in a sec, love.
Any changes for the second half, Sir Alex?
Well, main problem with schools, someone who sings Freak of Nature, you know, he couldn't do it if he tried a million times. He's got something stuck in his throat. And Rio's picked up a small knock, but he should be all right. Gary Neville as well. Should be fine.
And what exactly happened to Paul Scholes?
Well, he fell onto a biscuit.
Thank you, Sir Alex.
No problem.
Ballet dancers, what are you?
Ballet dancers, Gaffer.
That's right, well, let's see you do it then. Let's see you f***ing dance.
Not a machine gun, Gaffer.
Go on, dance! Ow. Dance! Ow. Ah. Ah. Dance! Ah. Dance, you
Oh, brilliant. Number 13, Sir Alex in the dressing room. And it's also football related as well in the next one. And there was another one as well. There was a guy who sounded like Johnny Vegas who was on a Sky Sports one once. So he said, watch Wigan. Remember that?
Yeah,
watch Wigan.
Yeah.
And that was quite prophetic because they did well.
Yeah.
He says, well, just one thing to say to you, watch Wigan. So I'm just talking about the idea of Gift Group kind of doing things and then it actually
slightly
happened
prophetic.
In real life. Yeah.
It's happened a few times.
And it happened in this one, World Cup Classroom in 2002.
This sketch went out in the morning and it's about Roy Keane kicking up in a classroom.
Yeah.
And it's about Roy Keane potentially down facing Mick McCarthy and potentially not taking part in the class.
Yeah.
Later that day, Roy Keane left Saipan and none of us could believe it.
No, it was unbelievable.
I'm afraid of the Cameroonians because... Jason.
Sorry, boss. The dog had it.
Jason, you're in Japan. You don't have a flipping dog, you daft apes.
Oh, yeah. It's a cat.
Stand in the corner, Jason.
But, boss...
Stand in the corner.
Which corner, boss?
Any flipping corner. So, I'm frightened of the Cameroonians because... Roy!
well, I didn't bother doing it either, like, Gaffer.
Why not?
I didn't feel like it, like.
Oh, you mean you weren't feeling well then?
No. Well, obviously, as I said before, like, it was just stupid, like, you know?
Right. Well, I suppose it was a bit...
No, it was really stupid, like, Gaffer, at the end of it, so I decided...
You better stand over here, Roy.
Shut it, Jason! It was stupid! I was just, Testing you, that's all. Well done, Roy.
More problem.
Right. Okay, listen up. Can anybody tell me what that is?
I can't see anything, boss.
Oh, Jason, turn around, you daft pillock. Right, what have I just drawn? Hands up. All right. Jason.
What?
What is it?
I don't know, boss.
Then why don't you have your bloody hands up?
You just told us to put our hands up.
Big man, what about you?
Is it the Cameroonian defensive formation, gaffer?
Is it, Eckersley? Roy, tell him.
Is it a UFO, gaffer?
A UFO?
Well, it looks like a UFO and a bad one to me.
It is a UFO, Roy. Yeah, very good.
Gaffer, there's no way that that's a UFO.
Shut it now.
Shut up now.
It's the mothership out of Close Encounters of Third Kind. Bloody brilliant film. Yeah, right, sure. Homework for tomorrow. Right, who were that? Who was it? Come on, Big Nile. Jason.
No way, boss, I swear. It was Roy.
Roy, is that true? Did you fart?
And what if I did, like? What would...
Well, it were funny.
I know.
Very funny.
It was.
Well done, Roy. Nice one.
Thanks.
Then he was gone later on that day. Brilliant. Mario and Eno, keeping me entertained as I wait for an exam to start. No revision being done, says Christina. Thank you. Best of luck in the exams there, Christina. And I'm glad you're enjoying it. You need a little break from the studying from time to time. And hi, Eno, Mario, loving the show. Was waiting all week for it, and now I'm hoping to hear Roy Keane and Leave Right Now. Is that in there? You've had a sneaky look. Is it in there somewhere?
It's in there.
Is it? Okay. Congratulations on 20 years, Mario.
Tell me you're sorry, so we can move on. Kissing my friends is always wrong, but I'm not too worried, 'cause we're still so young now. Just like this night won't last long, so let's leave this party. I'll find my way home into your body.
Buddies, picture this there, and a modern love. 2:54 is the time. Okay, we are going to do one more before the news at 3 o'clock, and that is going to be number 11. So we're kind of bang on time. This is good stuff. Hi, Ian and Mario. I'm really enjoying listening to the Gift Grub chart. Tinker Flatley is my favourite. I must have replayed it 20 times since yesterday, says Anne, who's listening in Newbridge. Thank you, Anne, and thanks to everybody. We're getting a great response. It's like as if people have sort of said, I'm going to switch. I want to listen to this on the radio.
I'm looking at my my phone and yeah. I'm getting a response that yeah. I wouldn't have seen it's much brilliant. Before. Yeah.
So thank you very much to everybody and thanks. And remember, you can get in touch 087-4100-102. We're back to Michael D again. He's very popular. Yeah. So this was the whole thing about the expenses. And this was during the presidential election, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Michael D is just capable of doing so much in a sketch. Yeah. He's very funny. Mm. He looks funny. He sounds funny. But he's very intelligent as yeah. well, which means he's not an idiotic character. Yeah, yeah, he's yeah. a smart character. And in this sketch, he actually pulls the wool from underneath everybody by asking the obvious question.
Indeed, including Joe Duffy.
Ursula.
How are you, Joe?
Michael D's use of the government jet. Ursula, go on.
3 times in the last 6 months I have him down for Joe. Well, would you have preferred to fly Ryanair, Ursula? Well, a plane's a plane.
To meet the President of France, really? In Strasbourg? Would you have me board Flash FR-741 to Carcassonne and hitch the rest of the way across the middle of nowhere with my rucksack? Would you? Sure, I might as well have gone the whole hog. Get an old scratch card on the plane and a vodka baggie and a radioactive panini before being puked on by some dude called Alton from Athlone on his stag do.
No, I'm just saying.
Saying what? That I'm the President of Ireland? That doesn't sound like it.
Michael D, Noel. Noel is on the line. Go ahead, Noel.
What about the dogs, Michael D? They're costing a fortune.
Broad and Shada are not costing
well,
a fortune.
Well, no, it says here you spent over 814 quid on pedigree chum there.
But they're large dogs. They need feeding.
Well, no, it says here you got the beef pedigree chum with gravy, which is 29% more expensive per can.
They like gravy. Look, Niall.
Noel.
Noel, whatever you call yourself. Do you want me to run out into the Phoenix Park and personally slaughter a deer with my bare naked hands?
No.
Carrying a blood-soaked carcass across my back into Orsonoutron and feed it to the dogs?
Look, hold on there.
No, I'm the President of Ireland and my dogs will have gravy on their pedigree chum.
Gravy. Okay, Deirdre and Clane, go ahead.
What about the garden parties, Michael D?
What?
€5,400 on one garden party.
Four. United Nations Security Council members. What am I meant to say? Wang Chung Yi, we've run out of cocktail sausages. Oh, there might be a half-finished bottle of Cointreau down the back of the second cupboard.
But €5,000?
I've seen more spent on an 8-year-old's communion in Longford. And I didn't even order a bouncy castle. And I'm the President.
Well, I've been doing some calculating here. Hold on, let me have a look.
Oh, listen to him jiggling his dockets.
You see, you've received up to €7,000 in tickets for sporting events.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jerry. I know where I should have been. I should have been on the Joneses Road, covered head to toe in scarves, shouting, buying or selling, get your tickets here.
Well, they have to be the most expensive tickets.
Of course not, Jerry. I'd much rather be on Hill 16 among the throngs slugging Bulmers. But then, how would I greet the teams? Oh, I know. I could be body-surfed forcibly above the teeming masses and thrown physically onto the pitch. But wait, I'm President of Ireland. That might make us all look like trolls.
Yeah, well, we detected a note of sarcasm there. But anyway, €142.65 on miscellaneous food.
Sometimes, Jerry, after a 23-hour round trip to Singapore representing my country, I'm not in the mood to cook. So, I order a pizza. A big one. I like Papa John's. Margherita. Preferably with pineapple. I think it's a small luxury the people of Ireland will allow me as President of Ireland!
You go, girl!
So say all of us.
Well done.
Gift Grub 20 with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock.
Yes.
Genuinely.
Sorry about that, boys and girls. Right, we've got the Gift Grub countdown. If you've just tuned in, we're just doing the top 10, okay? You didn't miss anything, I swear to God, except the last hour. Mario is here in the studio as well. It's
Hi,
a great reaction so far, isn't it?
Brilliant. It is, brilliant. Thank you to everybody.
I remember when I used to work on Pirate Radio, I used to do the chart countdown, and I'd either end up doing the number one at about a quarter to the hour, or else I'd be at number three when it came up to the end of the hour. So we have to watch the time.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, right?
No worries.
So number 10, right, is Hector versus Hector.
Yeah.
So the real Hector and you doing Hector. This is
2005.
My God, this is weird. So Hector won. I want you to say exactly what you said there about Navin.
Biggest neck goes out to the Navin posse. Mass more going to muck in your Navin posse.
That was Hector 1. Now Hector 2, you say exactly the same thing.
Mass more going to muck in your Navin posse.
And I can assure you, these are two different people. If you'd like to text, say now and tell us.
Go on then, no, we'll test them again. We'll test them again. I have one more for you.
Okay.
Yeah, all right then. All right, Hector.
This is Hector 2.
What did you have for your dinner last night?
Full me a snack box more of rare and Enzo's in Navan. That's more than a delivery pass.
Okay, we're going to the Hector inspector, who is Anne-Marie McDermott.
Good morning, Ian. Hello, Hector.
How are you, Anne-Marie? You well?
I'm very well, thanks.
Anne-Marie is the Hector inspector. So you're going to ask some questions of Hector 1. This is Hector 1.
How are you, Anne-Marie?
Okay, Hector 1.
This is
1.
Hector 2.
How are you, Anne-Marie?
Hello, Hector 2.
Okay, so... Off you
okay,
go.
Okay, number one, I want you both to say Tommy completely asma vodka.
Right, Tommy completely asma vodka. Tommy completely asma vodka.
Okay, that was one and two in order.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think there now?
I think it might be number one.
Number one is the real Hector, you think?
Yes.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Okay, the second one. Sing Spider-Man in Irish.
Hector 1 or Hector 2?
Hector 1.
Spider-Fire! Spider-Fire! Your friendly neighborhood, Spider-Fire! Spider-Far, Spider-Far, your friendly neighbourhood Spider-Far.
Okay, you still happy with one or two?
I actually thought that was two. I'm not sure. I'll go for two with that one.
Okay.
And the third one, show me the money in Irish.
Show me the money. Hector 1 first, show me the money in Irish.
Respond them, Darrigan!
Hector 2?
Respond them, the elegant!
I recognise that. What do you think there?
I think I'll go with two.
Two again?
Okay. Am I right?
Okay, you are right for the first one, but for the second and third, you are completely wrong.
Hector Hill!
And we had no idea how that was going to go.
That was amazing. That was live. And she was just a caller from who texted it in. It was
she
amazing.
Guessed me as Hector.
There you go.
God love her.
Well done. So Hector versus Hector, number 10. Number 9 is, again, this is you meeting one of your heroes and somebody that, you know, you've done quite a lot and you, as he says himself, have taken the mick out of.
Won't even say his name, but we've told this story enough times.
You got to meet him.
I think people.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good to meet you, Ian.
Oh, it's nice to meet you too. Are you as nervous meeting me as I am of you at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's a big day for me. You know, I had a sleepless night last night meeting you. Obviously, right. I heard you've talked the mick out of me over the years, but it's nice to see you eventually.
Right.
You know?
We don't look very alike. Like you're a bit thank more God, svelte at the end of the day than me. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Okay. Like a couple of questions. I just want to ask you here. Like, have you ever listened to Radio Rye in your travels?
I've heard it once or twice. Yeah.
Can you remember any memorable episodes at the end of the day? Like,
not really, no. But again, a lot of the lads and a lot of the Irish lads used to take the mick out of me for it. So, but yeah, it's quite funny.
Yeah, quite funny. So obviously, I'm not as good at what I do as what you are.
No, but as long as you're doing your best, then
I am doing my best. I get 100% every time I go on that pitch.
Well done.
Okay, thanks very much. Now, obviously, I started to do you. Many years ago, obviously your voice, like nothing else, like. But I just wanted to know: am I still up to date on my catchphrases? And first of all, do you think my impression of you is accurate at the end of the day?
No.
So even if I say Manchester United,
no.
Okay, but when I say no, I sound very like you, though, don't
you?
I?
Do yeah. You sound like a true cock, man.
Now, do you ever just catching up with you? Do you ever obviously as I said before, like
I'm not sure. Do I?
No, you do. I think. Do you still say all credit to?
Yeah, I think I say that a lot.
You do, yeah. All credit to
women. Because I like to give credit to other people, you know.
Yeah, no, I love giving credit. I'm giving credit to you for saying credit.
Fair play to you.
At the end of the day, okay?
Fair play.
Okay. Do you still say that was an absolute shambles?
No, not lately, I don't think. Cause
even when you watched Ireland versus San Marino?
I didn't see that game.
No. Okay. Good answer. Okay. Now, obviously, Roy, when I find something funny, I have a special laugh. It's kind of like, if you just concentrate for a second, I'll do it for you. It's kind of like... Okay, hold on. Is this like your laugh?
I'm not sure, is it?
No.
I don't laugh that much anyway, okay. But...
Have people ever come up to you and gone...
No.
Even at Irish games or games? No.
They're not brave enough, I don't think.
No. Well, how do you laugh then? Like, if I was to force you to laugh, like...
Come on, make me laugh.
The FAI is a monument to professionalism. Okay. I'll put him in stitches now. Jason McAteer enjoys reading quantum physics. Oh, he didn't laugh at that one. Mick McCarthy had a fantastic first touch. No laugh.
Very good. But the first one, you got him on. And,
yeah, the John Delaney one.
Timely then, timely now.
Timely then, John. Some things just don't change.
Exactly. So that's Roy meets Roy. And I'd love to know what was going on in his mind.
in Roy's mind.
Yeah, at the very start of it there. So well, you don't know whether he was kind of going...
Yeah. Mm. One thing about him we learned over the years, he's showbiz. He's pure showbiz, Roy Keane. He knows the camera's there and he knows people want to be entertained and he does turn it on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what surprised him. Surprised us about him.
Yeah. I've got people listening all over the world, Mario. Listening from Chicago, loving the show. I have to get to work now. Looking forward to listening to the rest of the show on the drive home later. Great stuff, lads, says Mick. So let's say welcome back, Mick, for the second half. Hey, Mick. Jose Mourinho. Now, I know you were invited over by Jose to Chelsea, to Stamford Bridge. You met him. He had his tracksuit with spaghetti bolognese all over it.
Yeah, and cold sores on his lips and pseudo-cream.
God love him, the poor man.
He was working his nuts off.
Yeah. But you had a kind of a minor hit in the UK charts with this.
Yeah, it went
when I say minor.
Yeah, it went to top 40 or top 40 or something with this song. But that's not really important. What's important was that we... What did you say?
Our top 75 somewhere
there. Yeah, but like, what's important was that we found this character.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember the day we found him. You said, we were talking about this magnetic manager and we were up in the office in Abbey Street and you said, do you think you'd be able to do him? And I just went, I think I'm already doing him. And you went, oh my God, you've got the pitch of his voice.
Here he is.
And stand there grinning. Whoa, whoa. We can't stop winning. Whoa, whoa. You'd be grinning too.
Go on, Gaffer!
When I first came.
When he first came.
I was delighted. United,
whoa, whoa.
But any team will do.
Diamond.
I wear my coat.
He wears his coat.
The world is merry.
Whoa, whoa.
I've got John Terry.
Whoa, whoa.
And Drogba too.
Very nice, come on.
I switch them round.
He switches round.
They all are hating.
Whoa.
Kick is just enough.
Come on!
A little flick from Damien Duff.
Come on,
the ball flies right into the net, and we are 1-0 up.
1-0.
May I return?
May you return
to the beginning.
Jose!
It's so easy winning.
Whoa, whoa.
When your team is blue.
Can't go wrong.
I am in heaven.
Whoa.
Playing whatever 11.
Whoa. Still remember
any
the words.
Team will do.
Fabulous.
And we had another one as well. Remember the buy a little player or two.
Buy a little prayer or two.
Yeah.
And the line in there about I could have managed.
I could have managed United.
And he did.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as happy though.
Not at all.
Anyway, that is at number 8, Jose's Technicolor Dreamcoat. And Tim Rice, who wrote the song, Joseph's and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, he had to get clearance.
To put it on the album.
So
to put any of these songs on the album, you had to clear it with the publisher and the writer.
Yeah.
And Tim Rice wrote this.
Yeah.
And we went to Tim Rice and he said, I absolutely adore it and I'm a Chelsea fan. And he allowed us.
So we went with it. Very good. Now listen, we've got a little bit of the original music that some people might remember. And just listening to you doing Bertie on this. This is funny. This is hilarious. This is Mario doing, you were trying very hard.
Early Bertie.
Early Bertie. Have a listen.
In fact, welcome to another episode of Gift Grove, coming to you live this morning from the Granada TV studios in Manchester, where I'm on one of those tours of Coronation Street designed...
Why not?
Your box referee, that was definitely not a foul.
Gift Grove 20 on Today FM, the gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you very much. 3:22 is the time. I'm loving the show, Ian and Mario. I'm supposed to be going into Blanche to do the shopping, but I'm still sitting in the car listening to you, says Tracy. I love that. And the other thing that we've mentioned, and where people text in and they talk about, I'm sitting in the car and I'm laughing at this and I'm looking at the guy beside me and he's laughing as well and everybody's laughing at it. That's great.
And that
great
is one of the best. Yeah. And that is not fake.
No.
You know, we live in a world of fake news and I love those texts which go, I'm laughing and I look to the person next to me and they're laughing. Yeah. People are rude in cars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, normally.
So you feel like you're bringing
you're
peace to the
happy,
world.
Yeah. The other one is, though, the unintentional from our listeners, but they're kind of inverted compliments where they say, they enjoy it and they say, that's the best one in a long time. And basically what we received that as is, so in other words,
they've been crapped forever, for ages.
You know,
or the guy last week who said, that's the best one in a long, 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 long time.
Ah, look.
I've sent a tweet out.
Yes.
I've sent a tweet out of the top 20.
I hope you used the hashtag GiftGrub20.
I did, and I sent the tweet out of the top 20 in my writing. Doesn't worry, nobody will be able to read it.
Number seven is, be Jesus.
Okay.
The Tinker. Here we go.
This is Michael Flatley, it is great. Great to have you back.
A soft day, thank God. Faith in Begara, I am. And 'tis prouder than any son of Finn McCool I am to be back in the Owl Sod. In Bejapers, the Cade Mila Falcha, the people of Ireland have given me again on every highway and byway and boreen that I've travelled on, and me just a humble Owl Gobshite. Sláinte go bra.
Well, you must be very excited to be playing again in Ireland in the O2.
Well, me great-grandfather, the Tinker Flatley, once told me that there's no use in boiling your cabbage twice, me bucko. But be the same token, sissy, soft day of Icleen, there's no need to fear the wind if your haystacks are tied down. In Irie on Boherlat, he was another great Irishman, so I'm back in the Owl O2 in November and can't wait.
Well, Michael, you actually look to be in great shape there. I'm just taking a look.
Soft day I am, but what butter and whiskey will not cure, there's no cure for, me Owl grandfather used to say. And I've been living off the praties in me ancestral home. And you'll never plow a field by turning it over in your mind, he said. And begara, me legs have more spring in them than a pair of salmon out of Loch Derg. And me chest is filled with the wind of two bagpipes before a flag hole. Be Jesus, I've more jizz in me than a trout in the Mayfly in the River Shannon.
And you're speaking of living there, you're living down in Castlehyde in Cork at the moment, isn't that right?
Soft day I am, thank God, and a nice feather pillow there is to lay me Irish head on. And many an Irish property was increased by the lace of a daughter's petticoat. And sure didn't I renovate the bejesus out of it myself, and fill the taps with pure poutine and cabbage. And sure weren't the gates at the front given me by a tinker from Ballyhonnis be the name of Cash, and sure that's what I given him. And sure in all, in Begara, don't I have an Irish wolfhound standing proudly at the gate defending me honour and me hold.
Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
A bit giddy here this morning. That's Castlehyde. And
an Irish wolfhound standing proudly at me gate, defending me honour and me holding.
And what's your Irish, what's the wolfhound's name?
Faith in Begara, his name is Seamus.
Seamus.
And four fine pups he given me too, Ferdia, Fionnán, Fiacra and Fáchna, out of a bitch I had called Maya, but she died.
She died?
Well, she didn't actually die, but she died to me, if you know what I mean. Faith in Begara and Bejesus and me Shamrock.
Oh, the Tinker Flatley. That was the introduction of the Tinker Flatley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the first time.
That was his comeback, you see. Do you know what reminded me there, Ian? It reminded me that sketch would have been a really good sketch, but it was made a brilliant sketch, I think, by your laughter. Your laughter is so infectious. It's a laughter of a real person.
Well, it normally means that we've messed things up a little bit.
Yeah, but that's a bit of madness. You're so used to broadcasting that when a little bit of madness comes into it, you go, oh, things are going off the rails here, and you get giddy. And then your laugh comes on, and you've got a great laugh, and you've got a laugh of a real person laughing. When people feel that you're enjoying something, they are as well. So it really is a special thing.
And of course, we did do the Castlehyde, the tour of the house. Sound effects, we were messing them up.
It's possibly better than that one.
Oh, so you're still outside, are you? Yeah. You're supposed to be inside looking in the bathroom.
There was a line that people loved, which was I was decorated by the House of Geek. It was a decorator he called.
A few messages coming in. Mario and Ian, I'm loving this. Trying to paint my table while laughing away. Michael Flatley is priceless. Teresa in Kilkenny. Toddler fast asleep. Hubby doing the groceries. And I'm sitting in the car park cracking up laughing at Gift Grub 20. You mean hashtag Gift Grub 20. Thank you, Jenny. No, she did use the hashtag. Fair play to you, Jenny. And this, will you hear this? I can't believe this just happened, but it did. Ian and Mario, as I was driving home from Waterford, the Gardaí stopped me and breathalyzed me. First time ever, and what was on the radio? The sketch at exactly the same time earlier on.
Prophetic.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, where are we? Oh, Bertie's back again. This is number six, and this is where he joined another icon, another legend, and this is Bosco.
Bosco, and we asked the real Bosco to come in.
Thank you, Bosco, if you're listening.
Hello, everybody. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, Grania.
Hello, Bosco.
Hello, wait a minute. That's not Frank Grania. Oh, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be afraid, Bosco. This is Bertie.
Hello, Bertie.
How are you? Bertie, Bosco. How's it going?
Bertie Bosco?
No, just in fact, Bertie.
In fact, Bertie?
No, just Bertie, thanks.
Grandad, is he nice?
Bertie's very nice, Bosco. Very nice indeed.
And he has lovely, big, bushy black hair.
He does, yes.
And Grandad, what's all the little grey bits?
What?
What grey bits?
I think Bosco's being a bit economical with the truth there, Grania.
What's economical with the...
Okay, well, Bertie means you're telling a little lie, Bosco.
What's a lie?
Lies are bad, Bosco. And the fact of the matter is that lies cannot be tolerated at any level in this society, so...
Oh, now I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like what you said about Grania's dungarees, isn't it?
What?
You remember!
Oh, absolutely. Grania's wearing a beautiful pair of blue dungarees today, isn't she, Bosco?
But before you said that they made her bum look like the side of a house.
No, I did not, Bosco. I think that's taking it a bit too far.
Grania, Bertie told another lie.
No, I didn't. I didn't, Bosco.
That's even a bigger lie.
Bertie, what's going on?
He's lying.
Let's all sing the bleeding song.
We all hate worms and wasps and flies. They are very bad, but so is telling lies.
Santa brings me presents and a fairy takes me toot. But you'll never get a thing if you don't tell the truth.
Bertie is so funny when he tells his fibs.
Would you like to see a Muppet get a dig in the ribs?
Life's a game of soccer and the truth's the goal.
That's rich coming from a yoke with a hand stuck up.
Lies, don't be telling lies. If you're very small, then don't lie about your size.
Cuter than a fox, lying through his socks.
The spanner's going home in a box. Jesus.
We all hate lies and everyone agrees.
You should have heard that stuff about your dungarees.
That lie was very little, Bosco. It wasn't very big.
See, even little lies can end up costing you your gig.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, that was Arma Mairead Ronan, who used to work here, and she was on Ray Darcy's show, so she did the part of Grania there, Mario.
He did.
So just off the top of your head, because I don't want you to leave anybody out, yeah. Right? So just off the top of your head, there were other people. I remember Anne, for example, on Radio Roy.
Maria McKenzie.
Maria McKenzie. Fair play to Maria.
So Maria Byrne, McKenzie. Yeah, yeah. And Gary Cook was involved.
Yeah.
He actually played Joe Duffy first.
Did he? Oh, right. Yeah.
And he
on,
also
Gary.
Played Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Yeah.
Rob Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Who did Tom Cruise's Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I remember Tom Cruise, the Spondum, the Arrogate, Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
Paula Rouse.
She's Mary Coughlan.
Paula Rouse playing Mary Coughlan.
Yeah. And others, yeah.
Keith Burke playing Rafa.
Rafa, yeah.
Oliver Callan doing various voices for a time.
Yeah.
Who else?
Colette Fitzpatrick. I've got a little bit of Colette. She was Celia.
Colette Fitzpatrick doing Celia.
Bertie?
Yeah.
Do you know what South Africa's really famous for?
Yeah.
Boers?
No.
Yeah.
Zulus?
No, Bertie. Diamonds.
Really, yeah.
And now she raised the news on Virgin Media One.
Well, that's great, because remember everybody's going, will Bertie get down on his knee and give her the diamond?
That's right. So who else? Is there anybody else there?
There are loads of people who came in and just did one thing on one day. And of course, everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Shauna and everybody that's been in on the team as well, you know. Paula Lambert played Bosco there.
Yeah. Hi lads, Dennis here. I drive for a living, so I never text or ring. I made sure I was off today to listen to you. So this is it. Listening since March 2000 when I started driving HGVs. I'm out my back with the two boys, Dunica 4 and Rian 2. Just want to thank you both for making me laugh so much for every day. Don't ever stop, please. So there you go. That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for getting in touch. Thank you very much. Right, let's get back to the countdown. We're at the top five now. And this one was the Christmas number one in the year as well. What was the year?
The year was 2005, Ian.
2005.
Will I tell you a few stats?
Yeah.
17,000 copies were released.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
We sold all 17,000 copies.
Yeah.
Tony Fenton had €2,000 on the nose on this at 8-1 to be number one.
Oh my God.
He collected 16,000 in a package after Christmas.
It was about Roy leaving Old Trafford.
Manchester United.
gone? When did I arrive? 'Cause all they've left me with is me bloody P45. No more midfield general, no holding role, but at least I'll be the richest bloke down the dole. And for me, who'll they replace? A lad with a bit of pace, but will he ever make the face? So I say, I think I better leave right now. Leave all the prawns and the blazers. I think I better leave right now, before it dawns on the glazers. Can't you just see it now? Here come the knives and the razors. I think I better leave right now. They said, don't worry, sure we'll be grand. Sure we've got Wes Brown and Rio Ferdinand. I called the gaffer. You're having a laugh, end of the day. If you think that tool is a decent centre half, 'cause he's just no bloody use, always has an excuse. I never heard that from Steve Bruce. So I say, I think I better leave right now. Leave all the prawns and the blazers. I think I better leave right now, before it dawns on the glazers. Can't you just see it now? Here come the knives and the razors. I think I better leave right now. All credit to the time it's flown. Remember how I beat Juventus on me own, the greatest midfielder of his era. Are you listening, Patrick Vieira? But I still keep going, you see, even with me dodging me. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, it's pathetic. I might end up in Wigan Athletic.
Oh, there you go, that's Leave Right Now. That is a number 5 in our countdown. And we're getting to one now. You mentioned it earlier on, actually, Mario, the idea of me being involved and things going wrong. What was the situation here? We had the late George Byrne in the studio with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
With this one.
This one, okay.
So, you know,
this
made it to number 4. Missed. He was there. He was going to be talking about punk rock or something later on in the show.
Okay, so let's put this into context. Yeah, yeah. This isn't a sketch.
No.
This is a Friday morning thing.
Yeah.
This is us going, happy weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
This is me coming in. I'd had 4 pints the night before.
Yeah.
I was chewing some gum.
Yeah.
I was like on my way out to get my eggs.
Yeah.
Said, will you come in here and just talk to Bertie and talk about the Top of the Pops?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. You had this terrible condition called pharyngitis.
Pharyngitis, PH.
Which is like laryngitis,
yeah,
except
it's dry
air conditioners
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And George Byrne, God rest him, RIP, was in studio having talked to you about music. Martin McGuire was there as well.
Martin McGuire was producing the Ray Darcy show. I think he was coming in to collect a kind of a running order of promos or something.
Yeah.
And then this thing happened, because it was really impromptu.
This thing happened, and I took down the name of a band which I thought would go well with Bertie, and I didn't know you'd react.
And the band do exist.
And the band do exist.
And I was aware of them, and that's what
and that's
said.
I had. But my favourite bit in this is Kim Wilde and all this. But anyway.
So what are your memories there, Bertie?
Well, Ian, I'm no different to anybody. To anybody else who grew up with Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
It was certainly a part of my week. And I, for one, will certainly mourn its passing, but will treasure the memories of some amazing performances. Right. As I think George will.
Favorite performance?
Well, I think it would be you know, immaterial to single out any particular performance. I don't think that would be fair to the other 10,000-12,000 performances that I enjoyed.
Well, I mean,
over the last 40 years,
name one of them for us. Just one performance. That's
well,
all.
a number of acts.
Yeah.
Stand out in my mind in no particular order. There were so many over the years. All of them were outstanding in their own field.
Well, could you just one standout? Name one band.
Well, Kim Wilde, Ian. The kids in America. Left an enormous Kim Wilde left an enormous
an enormous impression on me, and I think it was very unfortunate that she moved into gardening.
What about Blondie?
Kate Bush, yeah, she was great as well. Band scene. Well, every band had their own strengths. I loved the different combos. The trios.
Listen, can you get it together there, Bertie,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, it's the chewing gum. Martin Cullen gave me a bit of chewing gum earlier on. I think there's magic mushrooms in it.
Okay, just one band. What, give us a band. Like, the Bee Gees. What about the Bee Gees?
No. Well, I remember the being very good.
What?
Dede.
What are you talking about? Dede?
Dede. Do you know Dede?
No, I think Dede. I know what you're talking about. Dede.
I really hope everybody out there is enjoying that as much as we are.
Oh, Jesus.
That's classic stuff, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant. But I haven't heard the build-up in ages, and the build-up makes you laugh, because it comes from a long way back. The volcano starts. Yeah. We can see we're both giddy.
I know.
And, of course, your voice is gone.
Yeah.
And I think Martin and George were splitting their sides, so that made us get giggly.
Yeah, well, there's the sound of somebody banging. I think that was...
Look at Britney. Before you go, in fact, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah. In fact, yes, it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and I got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Nice one.
Genuinely the gift that keeps on giving. Celebrating 20 years of Gift Grub with Ian Dempsey and Mario Rosenstock. Only on Today FM.
Awesome stuff. 3:44 is the time. Number 3, The Fogs doing Shotgun.
Quinny, riding on the beat, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go. All Blacks Terminator, see you later at Lansdowne Road. At Lansdowne Road.
Holly.
Saturday night with the atmosphere, packed house and couple of beers. I could get used to this. Queenie.
Tackles flying high from the boys in green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that we're dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be.
Watching Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down tight, Furlong, Furlong, Furlong. Watching Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down tight, Furlong, Furlong, Furlong.
Nice one, Paulie.
Go on, give them a smacky, Bundyaki. Tell him hit the road. Tell him hit the road.
Devin Toner standing tall. Peter O'Mahony stealing ball. I can get used to this.
Okay, Roger.
Tackles flying in from the boys in green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean.
Come on, lads.
There's a mountain top that we're dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll
be. Get out of the way. Watching Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down tight, Furlong, Furlong, Furlong.
Watching Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down tight, Furlong, Furlong, Furlong.
Right.
We've got Healy up front,
yeah.
Rob at the back,
yeah.
Flying through the air, taking out all Blacks, Blacks, Blacks.
Come on, man.
Blacks, Blacks.
Wait, let's get stuck in.
Okay.
We're on our own, a cappella.
Tackles flying in from the boys in green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that we're dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be.
Yeah.
Watching Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down by Furlong, Furlong, Furlong. We've got Johnny Sexton tearing them a new one. Take him down by Furlong.
Brilliant.
Prophetic.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and indeed, because that went out just before, and we were kind of saying
we'd never beaten the All Blacks at home, and this went out before.
And good luck to Leinster now this afternoon. Yeah. It'll be great in a few hours. Congratulations, Ian and Mario. Congratulations on 20 years of Gift. When I was in Australia 2000, and my friend Marie sent me the first Gift CD, I will never forget us all listening to the CD on Christmas Day in absolute stitches laughing. Great memories, Amory. Isn't that lovely, isn't it?
Ronan Healy tweets me, and he says, ask Ian to do the Roy Keane laugh.
Ha ha ha. Right, shit, is it?
No, just said do it. That's what
I want. Yeah. Eno Mario did Darkness Into Light last night, and it was jammers. Can't tell you how many people were talking about how much they were looking forward to the show today. Like minded people walking together. Keep the nation smiling. Yes, legend, says Sue, who's listening in Chapel.
Another one in here. Guys, how did you come up with the name Gift Grub? It was just putting together two things. I remember it was in the office.
Yeah.
We talked about Bertie. Mm-hmm. This word gift I'd been using. I'd been using this word gift as an old.
Yeah, I think we kind of were talking about the idea of trying to bring in a word that had been old and bring it back into parlance.
And another one was spanner. So spanner, Bertie started doing it. And I used to use it with my friends when I was younger. Yeah. And then grub was food. Yeah. So gift grub. It was just a word connection.
Meant nothing really.
No.
Anyway, number two, when Sky Sports decided that they wanted to take on the GAA. This is great.
Sky, believe in Slither.
Welcome to the first day of the GAA season on Sky Sports. Let's go straight over to the Hurling Championship with Paul Merson, who's watching the game at Nolan Park. Kilkenny versus Wexford Merse.
Oh, I thought this was going to be lively, Jeff, but the Kilkenny boys, they've come out with sticks, Jeff. Oh, I don't believe it. So have the Wexford lads. This could kick off lively, Jeff.
Phil Thompson, Cork versus Kerry in the football in Park. Whatever.
A cracking start here, Jeff. The Cork lads are going down. It's like as if there's 15 of them on the pitch, Jeff. Tomás Clancy, he grabs the ball. He's got it now. He's in front of goal. Oh. He can't miss. Oh, he blasted it over, Jeff. Oh. What a miss, Jeff.
He'll be disgusted at that, Phil, won't he?
Well, that's what I thought, Jeff, but they're patting him on the back and the scoreboard is saying 1-0, Jeff. This is a bit queer.
Waterford, Tipperary, huge anticipation down in Walsh Park, where Jeff Shreves is talking to Waterford legend John Mullane. Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. John, can Waterford make it out of Munster this year?
Well, you know,
I believe Waterford can come out of Munster this year. Tipperary will be tough, of course, and you can never write off Clare. But for me, something blah.
By the way, confirmation that Dublin versus Kildare will go ahead today after Garth Brooks has given us permission to the Dubs to use Croke Park. Oh! Back to Paul Merson at Kilkenny Wexford at Nolan Park.
Oh, there's trouble here, Jeff, for the strawberry pickers. The boy, Podge Doran, Jeff of Wexford, he's batted him, Jeff. He's batted him with the stick, Jeff. Oh. Straight into Richie Hogan's face. And the ref's reaching for a card, Jeff.
Is it a red or a yellow, Paul?
I don't believe it, Jeff. It's black.
Black? What does black mean, Paul?
I don't know. It's unbelievable, Jeff. I think he's been sentenced to death, the lad.
Oh.
That's a bit harsh, Jeff, considering. Oh, my God, that's a bit harsh.
Back to Walsh Park. Waterford versus Tipperary with commentators Martin Tyler and assistant commentator Michiel O'Murchate.
Maurice Shanahan! What a goal!
Michiel down at the technical area. How did Maurice Shanahan conjure up that angle?
Well, Maurice Shanahan, his father worked in Carney's Butchers, his mother in Snow Cream Dairy, which probably explains how he was able to cut through the defence like a knife through butter. Back to you, Martin.
Thank you, Martin Tyler, and Michiel Chicken Tikka Merchant. Oh, press the red button, by the way, if you want to hear Fan Zone. That's real fans commentating on Waterford Tipperary, like this.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah.
Well, bye.
Wah. And a late goal at McHale Park has been overruled by the Sky Robot umpires. Phil Thompson, Cork versus Kerry, it's all over. Who won?
I'm not sure, Jeff. It's 6-17 here to 3-23. The lads got one goal, but they gave him three for it. So he's got a hat-trick. So there's 18 plus 19. Hang on. And then there's 9 plus 23. for the other. I don't know, Jeff. I'll get me a calculator and come back to me later.
Oh, God. We're having a ball in here listening
to this. I love June Phil Thompson. He's great. I really love him.
And considering the week that was in it, the Let It Be Origi song.
That's right,
this week,
yeah. Great. Just,
and Charlie came up with that. And I wrote it, and Charlie came up with it, and we recorded it upstairs, and I recorded it twice. That's gone like brilliantly this week. And I just love Phil Thompson and King Kenny and Klopp and all that.
My little 5-year-old Seamus loves the Johnny Sexton one. He's laughing hysterically through listening to it there. We'll have to peel him off the floor when it's finished. Fantastic stuff from Sarah in Wicklow. Loving the top 20 gift grub, Mario and Ian, sitting on the sun in Limerick, listening and laughing at all the gift grubs we loved over the years. Remember Mario when he was a few years ahead of us in Ashton School in Cork, when he was on stage there playing lead roles in the plays put on yearly by our English teacher, Mr. Stephen Daunt.
Stephen Daunt, yeah.
Mario was the star then and still is. Here's to the next 20 years. And such great memories. Driving with my husband and two boys listening today. We started going out around the time Gift Grub started. Married and two kids later. We're laughing our way away here now as much as we did over the years. What's even funnier is watching our four-year-olds, and they're laughing away as well to Rugby Shotgun there.
Paddy says when, sends one, he says, I'm on the floor. Thanks, lads. And Paddy, just a quick shout out for Tony Fenton, Ian, because on one of the very rare occasions when you weren't here for a live gift, Tony filled in.
Oh, yeah.
And we did this gift where he ended up losing it because I was talking about Rafa Nadal and Federer at the Olympic Village. Yeah. And Tony absolutely lost the biscuit in studio, and we both lost it. And people are coming on about that one as well.
Yeah. Here's the, just for historical reasons, okay? So this is like the encyclopedia. And by the way, I believe we're trending at number one in Ireland at the moment. Hashtag GiftGrub20.
Hashtag GiftGrub20.
So this was the very first one. Just to have a listen to it for historical reasons. What?
Fact time. Welcome to the first installment of Gift Grub. With your host, yours truly. Now, I've been looking at a lot of these so-called cookery shows, showing you how to cook this thing and that thing. And
the voice is different.
Slightly different there, all right.
Seems a bit fancy for me.
He's a bit in earnest, is he?
Yeah.
So this morning, I'm just going to show you how to cook an honest-to-goodness, ordinary Irish fry-up.
That's all he's doing.
That's basically all he was doing. Yeah,
we had just cooked a fry, and the next day it was fish.
Yeah.
And about 4 days later, we went, we've run out of stuff to cook.
And then Bruce Springsteen came in and did burritos.
And
burritos,
then Van Morrison came in and Paul McLoone played him.
Before the number one, we've got some messages from people outside, you know, the people that you do, basically. Like, you know, your Miriam McCallans and all this. So let's do it.
In fact, boom, boom. I don't know.
Can I just say?
No, hold on, it's on me screen.
How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Mario, 20 years a grown, I still think you can't get my voice right.
Congratulations on 20 years of magnificent impressions of everyone else but me.
Well done, you're a horse and cart of a man. Skelp you, whore you.
There's just one, I find it a little bit boring. You know your woman, Miriam? Genuinely?
That's great.
Mario. Life is a roller coaster. Fair play, fair play.
One has to be a bit flattered when Mario Rosenstock decides to feature you on Gift Club.
Mario, Rog here. Unbelievably excited.
He's doing an impression.
You have us all on the edge of our seat.
He's doing an impression of me, didn't he?
With your brilliant sketches. Well done, Mario.
Good luck with that.
And that song was number one when you were born, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Wonder of you. So, number one then, what was it?
Will I say it?
Yeah, go on.
The number one ever was voted by people. It was 2004. And I remember you had said a couple of weeks earlier, jeepers, that song would make a great parody. And
did I
went, you did.
Really?
You said that would be a model for a parody. And I went, and you know what, Ian? He sounds very, very like David Beckham.
How did you feel, Bex, the moment you knew you missed it, Bex?
I'm just standing there. I can't say a word. Because everything's just gone. I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. One single moment, your whole life could turn around. In the distance, I see Wayne Rooney fall into the ground. Looks like he's gonna give it, then looks like he's not. But finally, the referee is pointed to the spot. It all comes down to this then, it's like everybody says, as I stare into the eyes of Fabien Barthez. Will I go left? Will I go right? Haven't decided yet. Sod it, I'll just stick the thing in the back of the bloody net. I let fly with my right boot, my whole world begins to freeze. I'm begging the silver ball, please go in, please. I see a Union Jack in the air as somebody waves it. but my whole world is in despair because Barthez saves it.
Dry your eyes, man. I know it's hard to take, but obviously, as I said before, like, there's plenty more games in Group B. Dry your eyes, man. You'll have a chance to prove yourself against the Swiss on Thursday. Or at the end of the day, like, it's over.
So then the lads start looking at me as if I've committed a crime, but we're still 1-0 up going into injury time. The ref checks his watch and we all look at the clocks. Then Heskey commits a foul on the edge of our box. We all regroup and make a wall, stand there hand in hand. There's no sign of Posh at all anywhere in the stand. We all know what they're gonna do, it can only be one man. They all call him Zizou, his name is Zinedine Zidane. I wonder if he remembers how in the tunnel I gave him a kiss. I wonder if it'll please, please, please make him miss. But he sticks it in the net, which means now we're all level. Now all I've got left are the tears of Gary Neville.
Dry your eyes, man. I know it's hard to take, but obviously, as I said before, like, there's plenty more games in Group B. Dry your eyes, man. You'll have a chance to prove yourself against the Swiss on Thursday. Or at the end of the day, like, it's all over.
There you go. Dry Your Eyes, Bex. That is the number one song from the Gift Grub 20. And thank you very much to everybody who voted. Thank you to you, Mario. And thanks to everybody in Today FM. And particularly the Breakfast Show who've been involved. All the different people who've worked on the Breakfast Show. And this programme was produced by the Breakfast team, led, as the last word would say, led by Charlie Halligan. So thank you very much, Charlie, for doing that as well. And any final words there before you go? You're reading all the messages, are you?
I'm reading all the messages. And it's been a really emotional week, but not emotional in a sad way. Emotional in a really joyful way. And it's given me a kind of a real pep in my step, I have to say.
Well, that's good.
I feel absolutely rejuvenated by the whole thing. Excellent. And that people actually...
It's nice to be reminded, isn't it?
It's like that
again.
Sally Field thing, remember?
You like me? Care. Oh my God.